and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump again pulls back on some of the tariffs he imposed on Canada and Mexico 2 days ago. CBS's Scott McFarland says Wall Street's negative reaction to the tariffs and political pressures may be the main reasons for the walkbacks.
The forecast from Canada that this could increase the price of cars by thousands of dollars. Now you've got a national issue, and this is where the pushback comes.
Stocks plunged on Wall Street today. Some veterans are highly critical of plans by the Trump administration for huge job cuts. At the Veterans Administration, disabled Vietnam veteran Gary Cannon.
Is too much. I think it will sacrifice the services that they presently have.
SpaceX carried out another launch today of its Starship rocket, but quickly lost contact with the vessel as it roared over the Gulf. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez in Miami captured on video what looks like a fireball and the ship breaking up. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Daylight Savings Time starts this weekend. It happens on Sunday at 2 a.m. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
We spring forward and move the clocks 1 hour ahead. While that means extra light in the evening, it also means losing an hour of sleep. Doctors say children and teens are especially prone to health impacts of getting less sleep. And sleep's important for kids because it helps them learn in school, manage their emotions, and have faster response times. So families should plan ahead now. Adjust bedtime. Make it about 15 minutes earlier every day before the actual time changes.
The latest Marquette University Law School poll of Wisconsin voters finds divided views on President Donald Trump and billionaire Elon Musk. Trump's approval rating is at 48% approve to 51% disapprove among Wisconsin voters. This figure is slightly higher than when Trump first occupied the White House 8 years ago. In the March 2017 poll, Trump's approval was at 41% as compared to 47% disapprove. In this year's poll, Trump's support is worse with independents, where he polled with net positive ratings in 2017, but net negative ratings now. Charles Franklin, head of the Marquette poll.
The way the coalitions are split, the way the parties are aligned, and especially the way independents are, is a little different this time in starkly more partisan polarization.
The poll found that voters have a more negative view of Elon Musk, who has a 41% favorable to 53% unfavorable rating. Among independent voters, Musk fares even worse, with just 29% viewing him favorably to 58% unfavorable. The poll is among registered voters in Wisconsin and has a slight Republican lean in its sample. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks down the Mavericks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks cruise to another win at home, 137-107, past the Dallas Mavericks team missing seven other players. How did the Bucks handle themselves? Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I thought we played the right way overall. Aggressive, moved the ball, defended. They have so many guys out. You know, tough for them. Like, that's how I kept thinking that. Like, you got Klay Thompson over there, and so it's just a tough spot.
College hoops, the Badgers with a win in Minnesota, 74-67. John Blackwell led with 25 points and a career-high 11 rebounds. Marquette losing at UConn, 72-66. The game delayed for 22 minutes at the start.
I said it was a leak in the roof, and it was leaking on the baseline. You know, they talked about canceling the game if it didn't get addressed. So, you know, I told Danny we'd go across the street to the practice gym if we had to, but I'm glad we could play the game here.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid-teens. Clouds tomorrow morning, then turning mostly sunny for the afternoon, and highs in the upper 30s. Even warmer temperatures for the weekend and into next week, highs climbing through the 40s, even some 50s. Right now it's 33.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, as usual, we will wrap up the week's big stories from a Courier newsroom perspective and a panel that includes veteran journalists and a former U.S. attorney.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of this Thursday edition. It's the Christmas Eve of weekdays, a Thursday night here in the beautiful state of Wisconsin, broadcasting live from downtown Green Bay. Man, we are having fun here tonight. And I have to say, it's the popcorn pick of the week. We just heard Todd Alba's popcorn pick of the week. It was Steal Big, Steal Little, an Andy Garcia movie. If you're watching on the stream, he's holding up the DVD. I don't know if you kids remember what a DVD is. I know I do because I still love DVDs and I still have a whole bunch of them. I just don't know what to do with them anymore. Todd, we have, this is great. Brian from Milwaukee says, OMG, Todd, I totally agree. Patrick Harris was great. Then this is a great, I love this one. Dave from the 626, I think that's Pasadena. He says, had to laugh listening to your show in LA. I worked on Steal Big, Steal Little.
Get out.
And he went to high school with Greg Liana, my sometime writing partner, who we've Greg and I have sold some movies together. So
see?
How is that? That's insane.
And by the way, Pasadena is truly one of my favorite cities in America.
Great town.
It's a beautiful, beautiful city. And it feels so homey out there in Pasadena. But thank you for calling it, because, again, I think it's just an underappreciated film. And it was written as a comedy. It's one of those movies where you have to just suspend and say, okay, I get this isn't reality, but just it's fantasy. Just let your mind go with it. Appreciate the little tiny messages. Laugh at a little slapstick and have fun.
And like you said, we all have movies like that we're just not considered really good movies, but we liked them. Mm-hmm. Annie on the stream or on the text says, okay, old lady question, how to stream your show. See, everybody wants to tune in now and see Todd. Conrad, give us a quick, very brief tutorial, if you would, please.
Yeah, so if you go on Facebook, we're under Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, WGBW or WISS. On YouTube, it's Civic Media or WGBW. Or Twitter, it's Civic Media or WGBW.
I actually knew that, but Conrad does it much better than I do.
I'm the same way as I have Zomers. I'm an analog guy living in the digital world, so I just have him. And by the way, before we go any further, can I just say, please, the promo that you guys have put together, I'm guessing Conrad did this promo with you and Dr. Lyerly talking about rubbing yourself at night, I mean your feet. If that doesn't win a Wisconsin Broadcaster Association Award for Best Promo of the Year, then they ought to just shut the damn awards down.
Is
because
that
that's the best promo we've had all year. Well done, Conrad.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Well, thank you, sir. And I liked your Netflix and Chill one ran for a while, and we had a lot of fun with that one, too. That was outstanding. So
that was my own stupid. That was real, too.
Maybe that would be like the bracket of the 64. Our two promos will square up. Here's another text from Andrew in Maine. He says, Pete, just logging into the live stream, and I fully appreciate your ability to accurately describe Todd's outfit for the radio listeners. Outstanding, buddy. All right, so
Disaronno and Squirt is the drink of choice right now. If you've never tried it.
What is it?
Disaronno, it's an amaretto. And my friend Kurt introduced me to this at a Christmas party probably 15 years ago. Two shots of Disaronno over ice and then Squirt.
It's kidding.
Killer. Oh, my God, it's fantastic.
So you got Maker's Mark there next to you. You said, I think you said
that was the appetizer.
without you drinking that. I can't wait to hear you tomorrow. It's going to be fun. All right, are you watching anything, Todd? Like, do you binge watch series too, or are you mostly a movie guy?
Thank you so very much for asking. I'm a big Star Trek guy. Picard, I thought that was a great series. Oh. I know it's over. I came real late. To the streaming series of Ted Lasso. My sister, oh. I prolonged that for months because I didn't want it to end. I think one of the best series ever. And I'm a little nervous they're going to come out with a season 4 now because I don't know how you recreate that magic. I was a big Ted Lasso fan. My show of choice right now for all of us broadcasting people of a certain age, like broadcast TV. I know you mentioned earlier about the FBI series and all that, some of these top shows being canceled. And I mentioned earlier Kelly Call, originally from Burlington, Wisconsin, a longtime president of CBS Entertainment that helped him get to number one in some of these great series. And there's a new and I'll be honest, I don't like all of them, but this new one, NCIS Origins on CBS. I think it's on Monday nights. I DVR it. I know this is still or whatever. I record it on YouTube TV, whatever it is.
Yeah,
and I watch it at my leisure. But it's an origin story of Gibbs, a longtime character on the original NCIS or NCIS. It goes back to like his story, and the reason I like it is it takes place in the early 90s. And so there are no cell phones. It relies much more on the writing and the acting and old time, crime settling or solving stuff.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And not so much at all the computers. And I find it well written and well acted. So NCIS Origins on CBS, my new series on TV. I recommend
it. Very cool. My wife watches the NCISs, and I just, when that Origins came out, I just kind of was like, it's another NCIS. But that sounds cool. Like, if they would do a better job of it, like, sometimes there's so many spinoffs, it's like, oh my God, like, I've seen it before. But
I'm exactly like you. Yeah. And I forget, they of course, these programming people are so smart. They made it the premiere come on after something else I was watching. I can't remember, sports event or something.
Right.
Maybe it was like the NFC Championship. I don't know. But whatever it was, or would have been AFC on CBS. But anyway, I literally thought to myself, I don't need this. You understand, Pete? I don't need another show. I don't need, especially the NCIS. This has been done already. Yeah. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to like it. And of course, my social life had nothing else to do, so I just left it on. And I'm like, well, crap. Now I like it.
You gave it a chance, and now here you are.
Because it's really good.
That's fantastic. Hey, dude, this is so much fun. Thank you for raising the bar. Going the extra mile, whatever you want to call it.
For you, Pete, the world.
Who do you have coming up tomorrow?
Tomorrow we've got Brady Ewing, who will not be in a 2-2, I'll guarantee you. He is one of the best fullbacks to ever put on the University of Wisconsin football uniform. He won 3 Big Ten championships, went from a walk-on his freshman year in our mutual hometown, Richland Center, to the team captain his senior year with the likes of Russell Wilson and Aaron Henry. They went to 3 Rose Bowls, won 3 Big Ten championships, and then Brady spent 3 years in the NFL. And now he's back helping coach high school. And he does some speaking to kids. I wouldn't call it motivational. It's just life coaching. So he'll be on. We'll talk a little bit about the Badgers have a big game on Saturday.
Yeah.
We'll talk Badger basketball and life and whatever. And, Mike Clemens does a great job reporting all. By the way, my costume tonight is on loan from Mike Clemens' closet.
Come on.
So that's fun. Mike just has this stuff laid around. I said, well, can I borrow it? And he said, sure.
He's going to be here tomorrow night, so I'll run that by him just to make sure you're on the up and up.
Yeah, Mike is a fantastic man, so lucky to have him. He's a pro's pro, unlike the person you're talking to now.
No, we're lucky to have you, buddy. Thank you so much for your time tonight. Keep you and Aaron keep doing a great job. Oh, yeah, one more quick text from Andrew in Maine. He says, I might pay to see the Todd Alvaz show with Brady and Brandon Ewing in tutus. Just try. Just ask Todd. All they can do is say no.
All we can do is we can ask.
You never know. Buddy, thank you so much. Have a great night.
Cheers, my friend. Cheers to all of you. We'll keep listening. You guys do a great job.
Take it easy there. Party safely. By the way,
we got to get you on our show. I'm not. Are you represented by CAA these days? Who do we have to contact?
They dropped me a long time ago. Just send me a snail mail or I'm old school. Send me your VHS in the snail mail. We'll work it out. Anytime, right. I'm here for you.
All right. Thank you.
Cool.
Appreciate
Thanks, Todd.
You. Thanks.
That's Todd Alvaz. Check his show out every day here on the network from noon to 2 p.m. Such a great job. and I can say this now that he's gone, it won't sound like I'm blowing smoke or anything, but when I started doing this, I listened to all these civic media hosts, and Todd was one of the first ones I met. In fact, I was telling that story that he was one of the first guys I met, and then I looked up and saw him in the tutu and the cowboy hat, and I totally lost my train of thought. But big props to Todd. Thank you, buddy. We got to read some text, Conrad.
Yeah.
I can't, I got to see if I can scroll back here. Our question of the night, folks, you still got time to get in on this. Who is your favorite movie character? Today is the day of the dude. As you know, or maybe you don't know, the dude is Jeffrey Lebowski, the Big Lebowski, one of my all-time favorite films. Check it out. And so it got me thinking, what is your favorite character in movie history? And we've heard some great ones so far. Who else have we heard here? Oh, Conrad, I'm doing it again. I'm looking at your messages instead of the text line.
Yeah.
Pete, where's the water? Like, it's like you're, I'm not even on the right page here. Here's Brian from Milwaukee says, Pete, don't feel bad. I self-cuddle too until the man of my dreams comes along. I hate being single. Oh, Brian, I don't self-cuddle. Self-cuddling, for those of you just tuning in who weren't listening last week, I noticed it. A lot of people rub their feet together when they watch TV. And in my house, outside the house, wherever, on a plane, people rub their feet together. That's what they do. They don't do that for other body. Like, you don't sit there and rub your shoulder or your head. So I called it self-cuddling, and apparently a lot of people chimed in. Dr. Kristen Lyerly had fun with that one, as we heard. So you self-cuddle as long as you want, Brian. There are no rules to self-cuddling. And listen, even if you do meet the man of your dreams, you can still cuddle yourself. Probably still have to from time to time. Sherry from Horicon says, oh, we're way backed up here, buddy. She says, good evening, Pete and Todd. You did not get a hello from Sherry, Conrad. Oh, I'm sure it was an oversight. Brian, hello, Sherry. Hope you're having a great night. Brian from Milwaukee says, Ernest scared stupid. Ernest saves Chris. All right, I'm not even going to finish that text, Brian. I know you're kidding. But Ernest is a movie character. That's legit.
Doesn't he have like 17 different movies?
He does. And Brian says, it's Ernest P. Worrell, played by Jim Varney. I remember Jim Varney. Loved all his various characters. And, of course, Brian from Milwaukee. Guy from Free Guy. You know that, Conrad?
That's a Ryan Reynolds character.
I'm so done with Ryan Reynolds.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
He needs to go away. Honest to God. Go sell your mint and your cell phones and all that other crap. Make a good movie. How does that sound?
Actually, Free Guy was hilarious. I think it was a phenomenal movie.
I'm not saying
you should watch it.
I'm not saying
it's on Disney Plus.
He's made good movies. Yeah. I just think he's done making good movies. All right. Guy from Free Guy. I like that. Thank you, Elliot. Thanks for the text. Aaron, that's Aaron. Jim from Kenosha says, Inigo Montoya from The Princess Bride. You kill my father. Prepare to die. Great character, Jim. There's another one, too. Wesley is a great character from Princess Bride. I like the actual Princess Bride. I always had a kind of a crush on Robin Wright. Tony the Trucker chimes in. He's in the 608. He says, Pete, got to be Uncle Buck. Who wouldn't want to hang with him? That's a great one.
Yes.
That was not on my list either. I love it. And then 920 says, Derp. Sorry. That's Mary from Green Bay. Did she say?
I think she
want to change her answer or something? I don't know. Anna from Madison checks in and says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Conrad, I'm impressed with your organizational skills.
My favorite
movie character is Del Griffith, John Candy from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That's another great one. Keep those texts coming, folks. We'll read them on the radio. Coming up next, local guitar badass. Paul Hanna joins me here in the studio. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you know it don't come easy. And this club of mine keeps growing all the time. And you know it just ain't easy.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies, please notify us at 1690 2nd Avenue South, Wisconsin Rapids 54495 or call 715-424-1300. WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is an equal opportunity employer and encourages women and minorities to apply.
Jim! Jim!
Yes, dear?
Don't forget, my parents are coming, so clean up the workshop and get your car out of the garage.
Ugh.
What was that?
Yes, dear.
Been there, my friend.
might be time to give the pros at Clery a call. We can build whatever you dream. Egg buildings, storage for your toys, even a place to get away from the in-laws.
Yes!
Experience the Clery difference during our Customer Appreciation Day sale, March 13th through the 15th. Visit clerybuilding.com for more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey, this is John Grise, also Uncle Rico, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. We got a Steady Eddie text here. Let's save that one, Con. Steady Eddie wrote a long one. We'll get to that one a little later. You still have time to text, though, if you want. Who's your favorite all-time movie character in honor of the Day of the Dude, the Big Lebowski? That's the question of the night. Right now, I'm excited to welcome my next guest here to Nightlight for the first time. He is a Northeast Wisconsin-based singer-songwriter, Paul Hanna. Paul, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
This is so great, man. It's always fun to meet someone new and have them in the studio as well. And you found the place okay. You said you've been here before.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Do you live in Green Bay?
Yes, sir.
Nice. Born and raised, right?
Yeah, born and raised. Yep.
Fantastic. All right. So I feel like people listening, and I got to get this out of the way, a shout out to Matt Harper for introducing me to Paul, because Matt's been on the show a couple times. I don't know. How do you guys know each other?
I've met Matt through, doing some shows and stuff. He's been a huge supporter of the stuff that I've been doing. He's been saying a lot of positive things, so that's great. I'm glad he's supporting what I'm doing.
That's excellent. So just give us some background. For people that are listening that might not have heard of you, can you give us some background? Just kind of let us know a little bit about how you got into this racket and who you are.
Green Bay native. My brother and I started the band when we were kids, middle school at Washington.
This is
middle
Annex?
School. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And my brother Craig plays drums in the band, and we essentially waited till I graduated from high school. I was playing about four nights a week when I was in high school.
Wow.
And then when I graduated in 96, we hit the road, traveled all over the country, did that until about 2003. Our bass player at that time, he passed away in a motorcycle accident, Tommy Steinbrecher Jr. And since then we've been doing a benefit every year. We raise a bunch of money for instruments and, give those to kids while we do a show. And we used to do it at Riverside Ballroom. It's been at a couple different places. It was, Riverside was kind of our mainstay for a while, but now we've switched it up and we started doing shows at Epic.
Oh, nice.
And doing some stuff over there. And it's such a great stage. Everyone that works there has been so great.
It's supposed to be like for musicians. Is it like an amazing setup with acoustics and all that? It's a great place to play.
It was very well thought out. There's a lot of places around where you might go in and, maybe the hall is awesome and it sounds fantastic. Maybe the backstage area isn't what some other places are. Okay. When you walk in there, they have a huge ramp. It's all, the loading dock is fantastic. So for anyone that's traveling, and you got a big rig, they're set up for it and they can really take care of it. They have in-house sound there. Security's all set up there. And, they put a lot of thought into it.
This is so cool. Like I it's so obvious. I love when someone's here and they talk inside baseball. Like, you're covering all the stuff most people listening don't think of. Oh, it's easy to haul your equipment in and all that. Like, you don't think of that stuff. You know, you just hear the music or you think about the music. That's great. I think I just told you I was watching an interview you did with Frank Hermans on his WFRV show. It's kind of a few years old, but he said that you've been doing this since high school, and you kind of just touched on that. What were you traveling? Were you working the road when you were that age? What was that like?
I hit the road when I was 18. It was kind of crazy. When I was 18 years old, but this is just one story. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that happened, but one of them that went down actually in 97, we were playing in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and the whole bar burned down. We almost died in it. And we lost all of our equipment, lost everything, right? Had to start from scratch. We barely made it out. Lost, like I said, all the equipment, all the drums, the sound system, the PA, the light show, everything. And this is me to my core. I haven't done anything really aside from just playing music. That's just always been what I've done. And so there was that stretch where we had to rebuild after the fire. We basically loaded up the van full of equipment. We had the drums and we had a suitcase packed with about a week's worth of clothes. And we would travel for months, and we would come back for about 2 weeks, and then we go down south and do that, go down there and play for 2 months, and then dip over to, you know, it was just we were constantly being routed around the country, and it was all, but this is a different time too. When I graduated in 96, a lot of the venues had, they would have you there for 6-7 nights in a row.
Okay.
So it's not like one-nighters like it is now.
Yeah.
Which is
brutal, especially if you're a musician.
Oh, for sure.
All that equipment. It's funny. I did stand up in the 90s and worked all over, and it was always fun. Like, sometimes they do a comedy show, then the band would come up.
Yep.
So we always ended up kind of partying with the comics
for sure.
And the band. And I was always so envious. I always just wanted to sing and be in a band. I thought that was like the coolest thing ever. And little did I know, I was kind of doing the coolest thing ever that I always wanted to do.
Yeah.
But another comic says to me, "Are you serious? You want to unload? They're not getting out of here till 4 o'clock in the morning with all that equipment they got." And I was like, oh yeah, okay. Maybe comedy's not so bad, because it's a lot of work, right?
Oh, we used to do... I did spring break every year. They had a venue called Club La Vela. They would do spring break. MTV was always there. They always had, it was a really big, huge place. I think it held like 7,000 people. It was just a huge club.
Yeah.
It was a pool inside, the whole deal. But we used to get done down there at 3:30 in the morning, load the van, and then drive straight through to get back home, because we hadn't slept in our own beds for 2 months. It was just inspiration to get back home, right?
But I hope people listening realize, like, the dedication to your craft and to your art and to what you do. A lot of people wouldn't do that. But all you want to do is play music. And especially when you're that age, I think that's fantastic.
It's, the music thing is, it's never let me down. It's never cheated on me. It's never left me, you know? It's,
right.
it's always been there. So it's been, It's a great relationship.
That's excellent. All right, that's the voice of Paul Hanna. We'll come back. He's going to play something for us, and we have a little surprise for Paul coming out of the break. You're not going to want to miss this. Civic Media's news team is about to tell you what you need to know. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Radio WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Fort WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's been another death at the Waupun Correctional Institution. Lisa Hale has the story.
Another inmate has died at Waupun Correctional Institution. 23-year-old Damian Evans died Tuesday. This is the seventh death at the prison in 2 years. Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop says drug smuggling continues to be an issue at the prison. Less than a year ago, former warden Randall Hepp was charged with misconduct and 8 of his staff were charged with felony inmate abuse. Governor Tony Evers is pushing a $500 million prison reform plan that includes repurposing the Waupun prison, the oldest in the state, as a medium security facility with vocational training for inmates.
No errors were found in an audit of Wisconsin's voting machines. Here's Jimmy Kuska.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission said that an audit of the state's voting machines found that there were no votes counted incorrectly, changed, or missed. The audit's results also showed that no voting machine or software had been hacked or tampered with. The post-election audit involved 336 randomly selected municipalities and over 327,000 ballots, or about 10% of all ballots cast in the 2024 election. It was the largest post-election audit ever done in the state of Wisconsin. The audits are required by statute.
The audit of voting machines is more heavily scrutinized since President Donald Trump and his supporters claimed without proof that the 2020 election had widespread election fraud. The Nakusa Port Edwards Knights of Columbus drive-through fish fry begins tomorrow. You can get beer-battered fried cod with your choice of baked potato or potato salad, coleslaw, dinner roll, and dessert for just $13. It's from 3 to 6 p.m. at Sacred Heart Parish in Nakusa. They'll be having these drive-through fish fries every Friday until April 11th. Enter on 7th Street and follow the signs. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're heading to the theater this weekend while the snow melts, here are some moving pictures you might enjoy, especially if you're into sci-fi. Opening in wide release is Mickey 17. It's being called a sci-fi comedy, drama, mystery, thriller. It covers a lot of bases. I think the only genre they're missing is adult film. The movie stars Robert Pattinson, who plays an expendable on a dangerous mission to colonize a planet covered with ice. The film is getting mad love from critics with an 87% and certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Another new sci-fi film that its theaters, In the Lost Lands, stars Mila Jovovich and David Bautista. The film is about a queen who sends a sorceress into forbidden lands to find magical powers, kind of a necessity in the sorcery game. It's a nice cast and sounds fun, but is batting about a 50% with just a handful of reviews in. If science fiction isn't your thing, there are still lots of leftovers in the theaters from the last couple weeks, and most Oscar films are available to stream. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid-teens. Clouds tomorrow morning, then turning mostly sunny for the afternoon and highs in the upper 30s. Even warmer temperatures for the weekend and into next week, highs climbing through the 40s, even some 50s. Right now it's 33.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me as we find out what happened to USAID with Christina Dry, speechwriter and communications analyst for the agency.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Can't not along, folks. Paul Hanna is here in the studio. I heard you were a big Kiss fan. I did
huge
my research. And
yes.
I want to tell you that my first album I bought when I was a kid was an album called Machine Head by Deep Purple.
Yeah.
And I walked to Sears in my neighborhood in Chicago. Me and my brother probably had no business being that far away from home, but just to buy Deep Purple. And that was my second album I owned, was Destroyer.
Yeah.
So I love that I found out that you were a huge Kiss fan. And I haven't listened to much in recent years, but you got to play with them.
I got to play with Ace, I think it was like 3 or 4 times, and then Gene I did one show with. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
And Ace is your idol, right? Or it was when you were younger?
Yeah, yeah. Growing up, he was such an influence. Watching him, when I'd see those videos as a kid, it just ruined me. You know, like I'd see him, I'm like, I got to do that. I got to be that guy.
That's so great. I remember as a kid, too, like some kids in the neighborhood were like, thought they knew it all. And so we'd hear Kiss, and they go, Ace Frehley or Jimmy Page? There'd be Ace Frehley over here. None of them knew anything about what they were talking about,
for
but
sure.
They just love their guy, you know?
Yep.
So Paul Hanna is here. He is a Northeast Wisconsin-based singer-songwriter, and he's the front man for the band Annex.
Correct.
And he is in the studio right now with his guitar, and he's going to play something for us, which is so fantastic. What are you thinking, buddy?
Awesome. I'm going to do a song called New Morning. I wrote this song with one of my best friends, Chad Reisleger, and it was super funny because we used to, back in the day, you know, we'd trade off cassette tapes, but now you can text ideas. He was actually in India when we wrote this song.
Oh,
so
wow, nice.
We were going back and forth, and he was across the world, so it's pretty neat.
Fantastic. All right, what's it called?
It's called New Morning.
New Morning, Paul Hanna on Nightlight.
Is it over? It's so clear to see. Yeah. It's so clear to see.
Fantastic. That was great.
Paul Hanna.
Thank you.
New morning.
New morning.
Love it. How old is that song? Is that something new or?
It's not super, super new.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know, 6, 7 years, something like that, maybe.
So we talked about Ace Frehley.
Yeah.
I know you've played with Cheap Trick and those guys. You can obviously really rock. You also list Don Felder as one of your influences. I think you did in one of your, or you played with him.
I played that show,
interviewed with Frank Hermans. This was kind of more of a cool, almost sounded like you can't always get what you want type. What's your choice to play? Do you like to headbang? Do you like to play it more chill? What's your favorite stuff to play?
I just love melody.
Yeah.
So if it's rocking and there's a melody, I'm in.
Okay.
If it's mellow and there's a melody, I'm in.
Was there a moment like when you started? I think you said, I read something that said you were like 9 years old when you started playing the guitar or something.
Yep.
Was there a moment where you were like, I have to play that? I have to learn how to do that? Were you watching someone? Did someone put it in your hands?
My mother took me to see the movie La Bamba. And I will never forget.
Nice.
I will never forget it for as long as I live. When
you got to find that song, La Bamba.
Yeah.
So,
so when I was younger, my mom took me to see that movie, and I'm sure the week before I said I wanted to be an astronaut or I wanted to be a lawyer or a doctor or whatever I was going to say that week. But after that happened, I looked at my mom and I said, I want a guitar and I'm going to do that, because I watched everyone. They just freaked out. And that song, for some reason, it hit me.
It affected me. It's one of those songs that when it comes on, no one goes, oh, this again. They just love it. It's like iconic, you know. That's so cool. You were talking about Tommy's Benefit before.
Yes.
Do you want to just, in case people just tuned in, tell us what that is again and where they can find out more information about it? Because I don't know that we covered that.
So we are now linked in with the Greater Green Bay Community Foundation, which is, they've got their website, and you can hop on that with, and there's a link that you can find the Tommy, it's called the Tommy Foundation. We've been doing this since 2003. He passed on June 14th of 2003. And since then, we've been doing, we used to do it around, there was a couple different shows that we did, but now we do it right around his birthday, which lands right around, it's right around Thanksgiving. And we've been doing it consecutively. I mean, COVID threw a wrench at that year. And there was a couple that we weren't able to do when I was touring with Hairball and such. But the event has gone, you know, every year, and we essentially, I don't want to ruin the surprise too much, but we get these kids to come up and jam, and they're usually very young children, you know, they're kids, and they come in, and we find students that necessarily maybe their parents can't afford to get them a brand new Les Paul
very
or a
cool.
new drum set, and we have those instruments up on stage. They think they're just coming up to play. And then that night they walk away with a new drum set or a new guitar. But we give away all that stuff in front of right around, 1,500 people.
Very
so it's
cool.
pretty cool. Yeah.
That's really cool. I'm a novice. I own a guitar I've had for 40 years. It's an old beat up Applause. So I don't know anything about guitars. So forgive me if I got this wrong, but I was reading an article about you and it sounded like you said you picked up a Les Paul. The way the article was written, did you learn on an electric guitar or acoustic?
So my first guitar I ever got was a nylon string Harmony that my parents got from Mecca Music here in Green Bay when they were still open. And I got that for Christmas. And I played that for quite some time.
Yeah.
And then I switched to an electric. Excuse me. I always say to people they should start out on acoustic.
Right.
Get used to playing quote unquote cowboy chords and learn, the fundamentals to what the guitar kind of is. And then when you get an electric, it's a completely different beast. It really is.
Those are killers on your nylon strings. Like those will give you like calluses worse than steel strings, right?
I feel like I feel like the nylon string is more kind of like, it's like your, it's got fishing line, you know, for the top three strings. They have a different tone completely, but, yeah, when you get into the phosphor bronze, like an acoustic, they'll rip your fingers right apart.
You talked about Epic, Riverside. Do you have a favorite, like if you could play one gig in the Green Bay area or Northeast Wisconsin, where would it be? What venue do you absolutely love?
I feel like I've been very blessed. We got to play the Brown County Arena, which is where I saw my first rock concert ever. I got to play the Resch. I opened up for Ted Nugent and Styx and REO when they were there. I did a solo thing for that. But Epic is, they all kind of have their own thing. You know, the Resch is so big and so ginormous. It's very intimidating, to say the least. But Epic is laid out so well. I just have. It's tough not to go with Epic, but it's such a great venue.
All
and I've
different
had a lot of shows.
Yeah, ways.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite band that you like to watch a lot? Like when you're out in the town and you see someone's playing, who are you like, oh, I gotta go see them?
As far as local?
Yeah, just local, Northeast Wisconsin or Wisconsin in general.
I'm a big fan. There's a band from Milwaukee called the Delta Routine. They're an original band. They're fantastic. I did some, I actually got to run sound for them down at Mill Creek back in the day, and they were excellent. Delta Routine.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So you met, I didn't want to forget this because I wanted to ask you. When you met Ace Frehley.
Yes.
Gene Simmons.
Yes.
And you had them probably on a pedestal most of your life. What was that meeting like? Sometimes we don't want to meet our idols. Were they cool? Did they disappoint? Tell me.
There was a funny story about the day that I met Ace Frehley. So I did an interview with, I got some good friends that work at APL too, and they ended up doing an interview, and they had Ace on. They brought up my name for this, talking about how we were opening up. So Ace acknowledged it, right? And he talked about, they said Annex, and they're going to be, he's like, oh, they're going to open up, blah, 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 blah. And he goes on and on. Well, I was told that some guitars they went missing that day of the show. So the tensions were really high.
Yeah.
And then I remember I could hear through the walkie talkies that, through the radios, they said the guitars are found. They're on their way to the venue. Immediately you heard everybody, right? Well, I have a Gibson Les Paul Ace Frehley custom. It's his signature model. And I ended up getting that years back, and being such a Kiss fan, He rarely signs guitars. It's a big deal for him to sign a guitar. And when we did that show, the promoter Ryan Vandersand pulled me aside. He said, "Come on in." And Ace is just sitting in there, and it was just me and Ace. And I was terrified, just shaking.
Right.
He signed my guitar, came up, and he introduced himself to me, saying, "Oh, hey, I'm Ace." And I was just like, No, I didn't want to say like, I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fantastic.
Kind of disarming in a way, like that he was so normal.
He'll never be normal in my eyes. He's a space ace. He's like superhero to me, right?
All right. Paul Hanna is here in the studio. Local guitar badass. I think that's what we could call Paul. Or if you have something better, I'm fine with that too. But he's going to play something when we come back. I'll finish reading your text and we will wrap this thing up. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And I try to make the midnight show. Get up! Everybody's gonna move their feet.
Get down!
Everybody's gonna leave their seat.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Once you and your spouse retire, you'll have some decisions to make, decisions that could affect your quality of life in your retirement years. For starters, how much should you withdraw each year from your 401k and other retirement accounts? You'll want to avoid taking too much too soon. Next, when should you take Social Security? If you wait until your full retirement age, probably 67, you'll typically get bigger payments than if you started taking benefits at age 62. Also, one spouse's decision may affect the other in terms of spousal benefits. Finally, if you haven't already done so, you'll need to work with your legal professional to decide which estate planning documents are needed, such as a will, a living trust, and various powers of attorney. You and your spouse will want to discuss all your choices and then decide which steps to take. After you've got your plans in place, you may well find that you can fully enjoy your retirement years.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
All right, Con, make sure I don't skip a text here. Craig Knitt checks in on the stream and says, Mad Max, The Road Warrior, and Clint Eastwood as the man with no name, the Western trilogy. Yeah, that's a great one, too. Fistful of Dollars. I couldn't even name the whole trilogy right now, but that's a great one. And then Steve from Florida says, favorite movie character, Rocky Balboa, and TV show character, Barney Fife. Oh, those are great, too. Thank you, Steve. Well, your dad and I were totally on the same page last night.
Yes.
I think we could pal around. Annie from Watertown says, $3.99 on Vimeo. Steal big, steal little. Thank you, Annie. Check it out. Todd Alba's favorite. That was his popcorn pick of the week tonight. And then Steady Eddie chimes in and says, Pete, concerning your missing shirt, sometimes a shirt will run away from home if it feels neglected. I'm not judging you, Pete, but try leaving a small saucer of fabric softener on your back porch. In a few days, I think your long lost rag stock. Wow. He listens hard. Your long lost rag stock will find its way back home purring like a kitten. Favorite movie character, Humphrey Bogart, Rick in Casablanca. That is awesome. Of all the radio stations in the world, I tune into your show, Mr. Schwabe. Here's looking at you, Pete, and Conrad on YouTube. Eddie watches on YouTube?
I guess so.
He's referencing my shirt. So, who was that masked man in the pink tutu with the cowboy hat, Steady Eddie? That was the one and only Todd Alba. That was a blast. And then Jack, finally from Miramax, says, my favorite movie character is Brett Maverick, as played by James Garner. I realize that's really a TV character, but Garner also played Maverick's pappy in the movie. He did a great job with both. Yes, he did, Jack. Jack from Merrimack. I have not seen that movie in so long, but I did see it. Everybody, thank you for the texts. Thank you to Todd Alba tonight. And thank you to my guest who is in the studio with me right now, helping me close things down here. Paul Hanna, this is fun, man. Great to have you here.
It's great to be here. Thanks again.
What do you like? Obviously, you've had your band Annex forever.
Yep.
Was it weird the first time you thought, I got to do something different? I'm either going to play with another band or do a solo thing, or do they get weird about it, or do they know everybody needs to do that and you're coming back, or what?
When I didn't stop anything with Annex, the only time that I was exclusively gone was when I was with Hairball, because it was such a, I mean, that was a serious tour where we were gone pretty much for almost 6 months straight,
yeah,
in a bus. So, I mean, it was that I had to cancel my whole summer for, but when I was with Flip, that was an original band, and we played, we didn't play a ton of shows, but the shows that we did do were very memorable.
Yeah.
And they were one of my favorite, they were up there as far as one of my favorite bands that I've ever loved.
Yeah.
And to be asked to join this band was a huge honor for me.
That's excellent. I got two more quick questions for you.
Of course.
Then you're going to play us out, and I love that. You said in an article I read that Les Paul guitars are so rock and roll and so meat and potatoes. What does that mean? What does meat and potatoes mean as it pertains to guitars?
Well,
In the 80s, there was a guy that made a whammy bar system. And it's called the Floyd Rose. And it's what Eddie Van Halen used, where they could do the dives.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
They could dive all the way down. And all these, there's a bunch of different companies that made all this stuff. There's, you know, there's guitars where you can tap, you know, the humbucker to make it a single coil pickup. Or there's a, you know, it's, there's a lot of stuff that you can alter. You can do underneath the hood, right? To me, Les Pauls, there's, you know, for primarily they're using the same technology that they did from the 50s.
Right.
Because it works. It's just a chunk of wood that sounds fantastic with some good pickups.
And the job done.
It gets the job done.
All right, last question for you. We were talking before about, I was talking about kids in my neighborhood saying, Ace Frehley, Jimmy Page, and none of them knew what they were talking about. You know what you're talking about. Who's the greatest guitarist if you had to pick someone of all time?
Oh, that's a tough one. I am,
I didn't mean to.
I don't
know.
Give me
one of them.
I'd struggle with that because I feel like there's so many different. I mean, Stevie Ray Vaughan is up there for doing what he did, the Texas-style blues. I mean, he killed it. Like, he was the one that was a monster.
Loverboy is one of my favorite tunes of all time.
So, yeah. And I think that there's, you know, I'm one of my favorite bands of all time is called Dada, and they're from California, but they're just a monster trio, and that guitar player's name is Mike Gurley. He's a fantastic player, and he's a huge influence on me with that too.
That's interesting. Maybe guys we've never even heard of that you have because you're in the mix. So, all right, I wanna close this down because I really want you to play again. And thank you again for bringing your guitar.
You.
Paul Hanna's gonna play us out. Thank you to my guests. Thank you for all the texts. Good night, Wisconsin.
Thanks for having me. This one's called Under.
WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by the University of Wisconsin-Madison professor Yoshiko Herrera to discuss the evolving situation in Ukraine. Are there any silver linings?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Kinexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump delays some tariffs on Mexico and Canada to April 2nd. On a phone call today with President Trump, Mexico's president said he changed his mind on tariffs after she shared some good news or good results against fentanyl trafficking. More from CBS's Adrian Bard.
Estamos teniendo resultados, Presidente Trump.
Citing a drastic reduction in fentanyl trafficking, Mexico's president convinced President Trump to postpone tariffs. She shared U.S. Border Patrol data showing much less fentanyl entered the U.S. in February. The Mexican leader described the talk as very cordial, but asked rhetorically,
pues ¿cómo vamos a seguir?
Why Mexico would cooperate in the face of measures so damaging to its people. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
Canada welcomed the tariffs delay, but Ontario, Canada will keep some of its tariffs in place.